going to lift my hands and say, I love you. You are everything to me. I will praise your holy name. Lord, I will praise your holy name. I will praise your holy name on high. For you are Lord. Yes, you are our Lord. You have risen from the dead, and you are Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Sing it. And you are Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You are Lord. Hallelujah. You have risen from the dead. And you are Lord. Every knee, Lord. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's King too. And he is King. Oh yes, he is. He is King. He is risen from the dead, and he is King. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is. He's coming again to receive us as his own. It's going to soon be over. Jesus is coming. Amen. You may be seated. I just praise the Lord. I was sitting here. So much has been happening this morning. And I was just sitting and, I turned over to Chronicles and, boy, that shot up at me. I said, God, I ain't studied Chronicles. Lord have mercy. I change if you say. And you sure have to preach it, though, because I ain't studied it. And I got that teaching thing in me, so I just praise the Lord. So I went over to Chronicles, and then when the Lord spoke, he took me back to John. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because he told me to go and tell Bridget to get me a glass of water. I saw myself with water. I wanted to get you a cup of water. A cup. Hallelujah. All of y'all a cup. Because Jesus want to give us some water this morning. He want to do something for the church. If we would just let him. So when he said this morning, I knew it was God. I was thinking about the prayer. And I was thinking about, I got to call Brother David and tell him to get in on this thing, because I forgot when he was here. But he's telling us to pray. And I believe if we would take that time out that we have told God, that little time we took out, that we take out, he is going to honor it. God is hearing our prayers. I want to turn to John. I think I'm going to go to John 2 first. I had John 2 and John 4. John 2. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, very familiar. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called, And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they don't have no wine. Jesus said, woman, what have I to do with you? My hour ain't yet come. I guess the mother said, that's what you think. His mother said unto the servants, whatever he hath said unto thee, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing 18 to 27 gallons of apiece. So there were 6 jars. Everybody think this. It was six jars sitting there. After the pure, they used them for absolution. Otherwise, when you came to a house in those days, you had to go through the desert. Your feet dirty, your hands and your heart and everything else. And so they would cleanse. And they had a dipper that they dipped into the pots. These six was for the purifying of the Jews. So your hands was either washed or your feet washed with this dipper, whatever they had to pour it on. Amen. Listen now. So they have been coming in with these jars of purification. Say purification. This water in it was pure. It was used for absolution for my guests. You know, it meant a lot of weddings and all their feasts. It meant a lot to them. It really way more than it means to us, you know. But it meant a lot. And so they were sitting there. Okay, and there were six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. Let me tell you something. I've read these scriptures so many times. But when I read this, I said, Lord, he said, I don't have to do nothing. He said, when I give you something, it'll be way more than you can take. He said, I'm getting ready to fill you up where you can't take what I'm going to do. Fill the water pots with water. He didn't say, you know, put them up there. No, he said, now listen, when you fill something up, especially a pot, and you dip something in, if you don't do it right, it spills over. Now, God told me that this morning. He said, when I told him to fill it, I want you to know what I'm going to do for you. I want you to know it right now. I'm going to fill you up. It ain't going to take much to spill you over. Because when you dip down into the pot, it's going to spill over. God told me, woo, yeah, okay, Lord, all right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so they filled it up to the brim. Water, they filled the water up there now. Water, now, water's in that pot. Listen, I hadn't thought about it, but they put wine in skins. They asked for more wine. Not water, wine. He didn't go and speak to the skins and say, all right, fill up. It may be 10 wine skins here, fill up. No, he went to the water for purification. The water was for purification. But then when he put the wine in it, woo, he getting ready to put some wine in some water that you get. He getting ready to stir us up. I thought about Al and this precious Al. He just always loved the Lord as long as I've known. And I've seen him love God. I thought about when we were over at 1400 and how my son and somebody else had got kind of riff, you know. And I see Al in the spirit and went back. He must have been 20. He went down and separated them because they was arguing about something. And I said, Lord, that boy is really caring. He's really caring. I saw that thing in him. But you know, God is looking at us. He sees something in us. He said, fill them. He said, now draw it out now. Draw out what I done. Now draw it out. This is going to be better than anything they ever tasted. What God getting ready to do for the church, it's going to be better than anything they ever tasted. God is getting ready to stir the church. I'm telling you, if we would pray, if we would, Lord, let me stand here now. Come on now. If we did do what God tell us to do, he going to do what he say he going to do. And he ain't going to have little bitty do it. He get ready to fill you up to the brim. He ain't gonna let you sit out there. No. You, God don't do nothing. He gonna fill you up to the brim. Give you something to go to get people, to talk to people, to do whatever. So he did it, right? Of course, he said, when the ruler of the feast had tasted the wine, he told him to draw it out now. Bear it unto the governor. Bear it unto the governor. Take it to the governor, people that's over the feast. When they tasted it, they didn't know what it was. But the servants knew. I cannot understand all that Jesus did during the time when he was here. There were so many people that knew that he did what he did. They saw the man at Gadara get delivered. They saw this man was on a tomb for years, crazy as a bat. They couldn't even come near him. Then they see this man, he's all whole. How could they kill him like that? But he had to die. Jesus had to die. I'm going to tell y'all, Jesus had to die. I'm sure there were people that was for him, but he had to die, no matter what they thought about him. And so then they took it to the rulers. Y'all know the story. And the governors of the feast called the bridegroom. Said, come here. wait a minute now. He said, every man at the beginning set forth good wine. And then when men are well drunk, then that which is the worst, they kept, you know, they didn't cause everybody to be drunk and they have drunk and they don't know what nothing tastes like. He said, but you saved the good wine to the last. The world think they done seen something. But there's coming a revival upon this land that man has not seen. Ain't nothing been, I don't care what you say. In the church, God getting ready to stir up the church. He's getting ready to do something in the church. And when he does it, it's going to be, I went to church 20 years ago and I saw him do this and that. But it's going to be some doing this and that that you ain't never seen. I see people climbing tent poles. I was in revivals where they climbed the tent poles. But you get ready to see something. Hallelujah, Lord. It's going to be greater than what have we ever seen. And I really believe that. And that's what God told me. That I got so stirred up. Ooh. I said, Lord, evermore, I'm like this woman. Give me this water. Praise the Lord. In the beginning, he said, this was the beginning of his miracles. When he did that. Okay, now let's turn to John 4. Oh, Lord, I hope I can stand and do this. Oh, God. Is that John 4? When therefore the Lord knew not how the Pharisees had heard it. Now here it is. Jesus, when the Pharisees heard that Jesus, maybe I'm skipping, but this is what I want to preach on. Okay, made and baptized more disciples than John. They're trying to pit Jesus and John against one another. See, because but baptizing people in those days was making us disciples. Otherwise, they're following you. And so they're trying to pit, let me tell you something. They're trying to pit them against one another. You got to be careful. I said, you got to be careful when God starts using Al or using Gwen or using this one, that the devil don't try to pit you against one another. Oh, well, you know, she doing it, he doing it, and all this kind of stuff. And it's in the church. It was even in that church. They said, I like Paul. No, I like Apollos. I want this one. I want that one. But we got to stay focused on what God is doing and stay focused on what God want to do in you. Am I making sense? So, Jesus knew this. Though Jesus himself baptized with his disciples, he left Judea and he went into Galilee again. Because he was on his way somewhere, praise the Lord. But he went through Samaria because where he was on his way, he had to go through Samaria to get there. But the Bible said, though Jesus himself, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. And to Galilee to get to Samaria, he must need go through Samaria because that's the way he had to go to get to the next station that the Holy Spirit had told him. So then he went to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to a parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. You know, there are a lot of people that's near saved. Like you say, there's so many religions now. There's a Catholic religion and there's a Protestant religion. And there's a Methodist religion. And there's another kind of religion. And nobody seemed to be on one page. Amen. So this lady is, you know, she was a Jew. But what had happened when Sennacherib came in there and took the Jewish people over, it's 722 BCE, whatever that is. They were left because you remember Jeremiah went to go and build a city? These Jews was left. They was digging under the ground, they got things where they dug under the ground, hiding, because they had no captain, nobody over them. Praise the Lord. So they was trying to hide. So she said she was from them, from Ephraim and Manasseh. She was from those Jews. Well, they didn't take that because they were sending other people into this place, and they were marrying and remarrying. So she was a half-breed. I'm going to tell you something else about this woman. It's like a lot of people. He said, he must need go. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to a parcel of ground. See, Jacob's well was there. So, you know, it was near being, you know, what God has said, near being, you know, she near being a Christian, you know. Now, Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, he was weary because he did a lot of walking. People don't think he was him, but he was. He felt tiredness. He felt, my goodness. He sat on the well and it was about 6 hours, which is 12 o'clock and it's hot. It's going to get hot out here too. There come a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me the drink. Now listen, this woman came up by herself. That's not good. The women in them days went in groups because they would get at the well and talk like women do, you know, gossip. Girl, did you see that new thing? Girl, you know how to do. So by her coming by herself mean that she was ostracized. So she was the woman that came and was ostracized. So it doesn't matter who come to the church. It doesn't matter what shape they're in. All they got to do is come to the well where Jesus is. And if he give you some water, baby, it doesn't matter who don't like you. I want to preach this thing now. And when she came to the well, praise the Lord, was nobody there. Praise the Lord. And she, the well had steps. She kind of went up and, you know, for the women. But see, the women, remember now, women never went alone to the well. They would go in groups. Because that's where they, you know, like y'all go out to Macy's or somewhere. So when she was there, Jesus knew she would be there. Jesus said, oh, so give me the drink. Oh, I want that so bad. To know how to talk to people. Don't jump in on them and say, I want to know how to talk to people. I want to know how to talk to people where they are. Praise the Lord. He said, give me to drink. He knew just where he was going with this. He knew this woman. He know you. You can come to church and sit and look as cute as you want to. But Jesus know where you are. I said, you can have your testimony pat down and have people jumping around and on the floor. But Jesus know you. I say, he knows you. Praise the Lord. And so for the disciples, they were gone away to the city to buy meat. And he was thirsty. Then said the woman of Samaria, how is it you being a Jew ask drink of me? Because a Jewish man would not have gave her the time of day. Nobody Jewish gave her the time of day. So she said, how are you being Jew asking me for a drink? And he said to her, for the Jews, let me read it. For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And I read that they were just, they would go around seven to keep from going through anything that was in Samaria. They would go around and take a, that might have been 5 miles off, but they'd be round, keep them going through Samaria. You know, we can be so. Yeah. Jesus answered, said unto her, if thou knew the gift of God and who it is that said to thee, give me the drink, that you would have asked me for some water otherwise. And he would have given to thee living water. This morning, God told me, he said, I'm going to give you living water. I'm going to give you living water. That's what the church need. The church need living water. The woman said unto him, sir, you don't have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From which then have you this living water? She didn't understand what he was saying, but she just kind of going wrong with the conversation. Hallelujah. So he said, she said, you're greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank. And are you greater than his children and his cattle and everything that we've been drinking from? Then this is Jacob's well, by the way, you know. We part of y'all. What do you mean? You greater than he is? And Jesus said, whosoever drank of this water should thirst again. When you go back and you outside and you sweating and you out there doing your guard and you pull it up this and that, you get to sweating and you drink water, pray, you get thirsty, you stay thirsty. It look like when you start to drink and you can't feel your thirst, especially if you get out there and your body get dehydrated, because your body is made of 60% water. Did you know that? 60% of your body is water. So Jesus noticed most of it's by drinking instead of eating. Because when you eat, praise the Lord, you have to have water to distribute all the vitamins and the neutrons and the disarray. I thought, ooh, I just got so excited. I was studying. I'm going to be a chemist. It take water or your body will dehydrate. Or is it hydrate? Dehydrate. You get dehydrated if you don't drink water. Yet your body is made of 60% of water. But then it will pull out of your cells and all, if you don't drink water. I started drinking water, Al. I thought I couldn't drink water, but I got me a little bottle up there today. Praise the Lord. And then you'll be wondering why you don't feel good. It's because you don't drink enough water. A lot of times people are eating when they should be drinking. You think you're hungry. Really, you're thirsty. Oh, somebody read that. Oh, good. Praise the Lord. Somebody told me to say, you know, Sometimes people be thinking they're hungry and they really be thirsty. So, here goes something else. God drank water, children of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of people are dehydrated too. On the word, they dehydrated. Praise the Lord. But God getting ready to put some water in you to hydrate you. Woo! He getting ready to hydrate them. Woo! I'm glad of this thing. He said, whosoever drink of this water shall thirst. But whosoever drink of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I'll give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. God wanted to. He want to do it for his people. He want to do it for us today. He want us to drink until we can't see straight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He want you to drink today. And I was going to bring a cup and tell you, help yourself. I know he ain't talking about that now. But just for, I said, Lord, help us to drink today. Help us to drink today. How to drink with me. I got to, it's a. I tell you, you can drink it, and that's the truth. You look in and you drink it. Anything that you is absorbed in, you're drinking it. You're drinking it. It's coming into you. It's coming into you. That's why David said, I will set no evil before my eyes. You're drinking. You're drinking. And sister was saying she was down praying, and she didn't even know something. You know, you done drunk something, and you didn't even know it was in there. So Jesus told her, listen. But the woman said unto him, I don't know what you're talking about. But give me this water. Give me this water. Give me this water. I think she was better than folks thought she was. She said that I may thirst not, neither have to come back here in this hot sun to draw. He said, he got her where she lived now. Go call your husband. The woman answered, I don't have a husband. Jesus said, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five. What? How did he know that? And he whom thou hast not is not thy husband, in that thou sayest truly. What love. What compassion our Lord has. Today, how compassionate he is with us. We sit and we already said, we not perfect. We already done. If your mind would change and see people that's out there that don't know half what you know, you wouldn't think about them like you think now. You would have compassion with them. You would love them more. Your love would draw them in. Because we got to have compassion for souls. We can't, you know, sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so, they all are different. We all are different. We all are different. When Jesus knew this woman was a strumpet or a whore, whatever you want to call her, a prostitute, whatever you want to call her, he knew what she was. Jesus knows what we are, but yet he still loves us. He still keep us. He still keep us, even though he know what we are. We come to church and we give good testimonies. But we know us a little. Like sister said, it's something down there you don't even know. Amen. Jesus, today, send me to the church. I want to be greedy. I want to be greedy today. I want to drink. I want him to give me the water, hallelujah, that leads to eternal life. I don't want to be where I can't help nobody. You know, you be so dry sometimes, you can't even help yourself. But he got water. Yeah, what he told me. I want to fill him. I want to fill him up. I want to just keep on praying. Just keep thirsty. Because he said the thirsty he would fill. Get thirsty for God. You got to want God. This woman said, give me this water. Praise the Lord. Even when he told her what she had done. Praise, by that time, here come the folks up where they went to buy the bread. They come, here they come. They wonder, what in the world is he talking to that woman for? You know, because he did so many things, I guess they didn't want to ask no questions. So she saw him, and when she saw how they looked, because she knew about the men, she knew what they thought about her. She knew if she was there by herself, then she was there because she was imputed or whatever word that is woman. And he wondered, what in the world is Jesus talking to this woman? But then the folks he fools around with. He was in sinners' homes. Them his kind of people. I say, you down and out there, and you don't know where to go. You his kind of person. He went up for these people that think they're so high and mighty. No, he went to them whores, and he went to them prostitutes, and he went to people on the street. He went to people that didn't know nothing. And I thought, oh God, help us. Help us. No, we see people and we say, ooh. You get your opinion when you see, you know how you do. You look at folks and you save and sanctify too. But you go, wow, look at that person. Look, man, ain't that awful? Ain't that pitiful? Praise. But he didn't do that. No. He goes and say, give me a drink or something that will get their attention. Praise the Lord. Oh God, today, if you want some water, raise your hands. Praise the Lord. God is going to fill us today. How did God, I receive. Lord, everybody that raised their hand, receive it, God. Let it receive, God. I mean, just flow in on them, God. Flow in on them. Fill them up. Fill us up with water that we can't drink no more. In Jesus' name. Fill us up, God. Fill us up. Hallelujah. I'd be like Brother Richardson. I went over there preaching. I told Ray, he raised his hand and his foot. Amen. I want this thing. I want it. I tell him now, I want this water. I want this water. Well, I'm going to have to be thirsting all the time. I want this water. Now, you know we're not full because we still thirsty. I know we're thirsty. When I look at us and I, Lord, you promised to give some water here. So we wouldn't thirst anymore. What do we do? Be faithful. I'll be faithful. So she was telling where they worship God. So we worship up on this mountain because there was a mountain of worship in that part of the land where they worshiped. And he said, I'm going to tell you something, woman. The day going to come when you ain't going to be worshiping Jerusalem and you ain't going to be worshiping up on this mountain. That day is here. For those that worship God, going to worship him in spirit and truth. They ain't going to be worried about whether they're at Revival Center or uptown at the Methodist Church. They ain't going to worry about if they Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian. But they that worship God is going to worship him. It's our God is wonderful. Hallelujah. But then she said, she told him to give her this water. As you know what it was, then why would she know that what that was? But something in her. With the had them in her, she had a hunger in her. Somebody to love her. People that do that kind of stuff seeking love. She was seeking something to love that she could love. Praise the Lord. So he said, the woman said, I know that the Messiah is coming, number 25, which is called Christ. When he come, he going to tell us all things. So she believed the scriptures and all the prophets that said, he said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Oh, well, he done come to you. Oh, I know she feeling good. The Messiah, you know what she could have said? Right then, she could have got off. Right then, she could have thought something else. But she believed. Oh, you got to believe. I say, you got to believe. All things are possible if you believe. If you believe that, if you believe that you say, praise the Lord, save my soul. You got to believe that he will save you. You got to believe that he will, you say, Lord, keep me. Lord, fill me with the Spirit of God. You got to believe. You got to believe that God is going to do what you say. Because as she dabbed it anyway, you wouldn't be reading that. But she said, she must have believed. Come on, read this scripture. She had to believe. Because she left the water part because the men was coming up there and she didn't know what they're going to say to her. And so, but they weren't going to say nothing. But she thought, I got something. I don't want nobody to change me. I don't want nothing to touch what did I just got. I got something that I don't understand. But it's down in me. I know I got something. I'm going back and I'm going to tell everybody what I got. Hey, come here. Come here, Levi. Come here. She went to the men because she didn't know nothing about the women. The women went to, she said, come here, Levi. I just met a man that told me everything I ever did. Hey, that wasn't everything she ever did. She just put that little bit in there. It ain't your business, whatever else she did. She bought enough to separate people's homes. She done a lot. She got five husbands. She done a whole lot of dirt. But it doesn't make any difference to Jesus. When he see what he see in you, I just love. When he see, because she was a bad woman. And she's a bad woman. Hallelujah. But what he saw in her, what he see in you, it doesn't matter where you been, what you did. What he see, here, here's water that you'll never thirst again. Because you're going to learn how to come to me. I'm going to keep you full. When you're down and out, when you go home and want to cuss that woman out the next day, no, you can't cuss, but you'll use a word that's kind of close to the cursing. Come on now. When you get so angry on your job, praise the Lord. God knows where you are. That time, go, oh, God, I need some water. Oh, I'm thirsty. I need some water. Thirsty for you to use me. Thirsty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I think this is so wonderful. Evermore, Lord, give us this water. Give us that water. Hallelujah. So she went and she told me. Well, they thought, yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. But then when Jesus came into the town, then they went out into the city. In the meanwhile, he's probably, he said, don't you want to eat? Well, you know the word, see, I have meat to eat that you know not of. And so I want to get on down. So many of the Samaritans of the city believed on him, number 39, for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans was come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he stayed there for 2 days. I'm going to tell you, you asked him to stay. He'll stay if you asked him. He'll visit you if you asked him. All you got to do is ask him. Lord, I need you. Come on. I need you. I need directions. I need to know what to do, Lord. Come to my house. Come on, Jesus. Come on. And the Bible say he stayed with him 2 days. And then when they heard him, they say, well, it ain't cause of what you said. He got to us. We found out that this is truly the Christ. We know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Because the words that he speak are spirit and life. The Bible say the words I speak are spirit and life. And I said, Lord, thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I won't read anymore, but that my heart is, Lord, give us this water. The church need this water. The church just come and sit. But the church need this water. I didn't say the church need religion. But I hear your testimonies. We hear testimonies. And I hear. And I'm not a judge. Don't get me wrong. I'm not judging. But I see a hunger in this church. A hunger for God. A hunger for God. I see it in here. I want you to know God sees it. If you really want to be what God wants you to be, he'll let you do it. And I know that there are things that all of us want to let go. Everybody. Don't tell me you. Yes, you do. Hallelujah. Come here, Jackie. Now, I'm not, but I'm going to give you what the Lord has given me. The Lord say, because of your purity and your letting things, not trying to hide, and you don't try to hide anything. You tells it. Praise the Lord. He's going to bless you now. He's going to give you what you've been desiring. He's going to touch your mind because of way you have let out things that people would have hid. You said, let the saints pray for me. Praise the Lord. God has seen your clearness. There's a word for that. Somebody give me that word. Come on, Gwen. What is that word when people just are so sincere? And it's another word. Praise the Lord. When they open and transparent. That's the word he used. That's the word he used. He said, I'm getting ready to do something in your life. Come on, Burn. He getting ready to do something in y'all life that's going to be God. You're going to know it's God, and nobody going to have to tell you it's God, because it's going to be a supernatural thing. Praise God. He's going to, melt y'all together. You're going to have a better marriage than you ever thought. And before you say something, he going to say it. Before she say, y'all going to laugh. I was thinking about that very thing. Y'all get ready to have a ball. I mean, y'all going to have a ball because of the transparency. I saw how you embrace your wife. Child, you love your wife. And I said, the devil is a lie. Whatever he tried to. But see, the devil come to steal and to kill. He just doing what he's supposed to do. He ain't doing nothing else. The Bible says he come to steal, kill, and destroy. And now you got to let him know. All he's doing is doing what he's supposed to do. But he missed it. He missed it this time. Because God is going to use you all. The things you've been through, you're going to be able to help somebody else. Instead of the devil tearing things down, he done built up some faith and trust in God in both of you. You see what I'm saying? So when he think he's tearing down, when we stay with him, he really be building up. God be building up something in you. Praise the Lord. You go with God and praise God. Y'all pray. Y'all go back to like you're doing. Praise, pray together. Love on each other. Every chance you get. Give him a sugar. Peck him on the cheek. Pat him on the face. You know how you pet me in. You can even rub his head. Whatever you want to do. Let that outward thing. Let him know how much you care. Now, you don't have to do it. But I do it. I'm just doing what I tell you I do. Yes, God. It's working too, baby. Working. God will work. One thing he told us, let it alone and let him do it. You know how we think we make up something we got to do. But I heard God. He said, let it alone and let me do it. Thank you, Jesus. Go with God, because he's sure with y'all. Go in, come here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him. Anybody else that want prayer can get in line. But this is, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. You done sat too long. You get ready to preach now. You get ready to minister now. You getting ready to minister to the saints now. You getting ready to tell them something that's in their hearts now. You getting ready because you understand, because you know what's there, because God done taught you so much. And he didn't teach you that for you to sit down and just get up here and make us happy all the time. Praise, no, I'm already getting ready today. Lord, give me a day now. What I supposed to do here now as a minister, give me something to do. Let me know what to do. You feel it? Yeah. You got to. You're going to help the saints too. You're going to help in the streets too. You're going to help in the streets. I'm not saying that God, Al going to help in the streets. God told him something. He said, these men, I think he said them 10 boys, didn't he, Al? He didn't say the 10 boys would build the church. He said, God, he going to use this. That's where it is, child, out. What do me and you go? We go out. We go down in Hidden Valley. That's where we're going to see God move. This is us coming in here, praise Lord, to get gassed up, girl. This is what they're coming in to get gassed up so we can go out into the highway. But God going to do what he say. And you just do it. Don't be thinking, well, I don't know. No, just do it. Just do it. So get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Praise the Lord. And then you're going to see young people coming. They're going to come to hear Sister Cole. Sister Cole going to be here tonight talking. Girl, Sister Cole going to be there. We got to go here. Praise the Lord. You should draw people, young people that you can help. People that you're going to help see God. people that gonna open you. Oh my God, you're gonna draw. God is gonna draw me in through you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You go with God, it's gonna be. This my daughter, but it's gonna be child. Praise the, yeah, Sister Cole. Praise. Anybody else need prayer before we sit, before we close? Amen. I pray for everybody who's listening, everybody who's live streaming, and everybody who's listening to this broadcast. I pray that God will touch you. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are, what you have done. Hallelujah. He came to meet you today. Just like he came, hallelujah, to the woman at the well. He go out his way to meet you today. Reach out. Reach out and tell him, give me this water. And he'll give it to you. Praise the Lord. So you just let us know now. When he give you that water, we'd like to know about it. Praise the Lord. Anybody else in here need prayer? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Now, Pastor getting ready to go up and kind of be with some people today. They invited us up to something up there, uptown, to Agnes and Church. And so I kind of want to get out a little bit. Get around. Y'all be telling me, I ain't never heard of that before. I'm tired of y'all getting all the goodies. Because you're out. You're out around people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm getting ready to get around God's people. Will you stand? I didn't keep y'all that long. See how nice I am? Hallelujah. Yes. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. I'm not in no hurry now. I'm not in no hurry. Ain't no hurry. Huh? I'm going to be preaching in September. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is getting ready to move here. And he is moving now. But we're getting ready to see what we've been told about. And I just want to thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Go back home with peace. Keep the prayer time that you told God you would. Not that you know that you ain't going to pray other times. But you know, that's what I said. Lord, please get me up at 5:00. Your pastor was so tired. I slept from 6:30 yesterday. No, let me see what day. Today's Sunday. Friday. I went to bed. I was so tired. Let me tell y'all something. Being tired is not good. Your mind get all messed up. You can't think. You be driving. Pog, you missed that stop sign. Because you done stayed up and wore your body down. So wearing your body down, whether it's for good or something else, it will wear you out. And I said, Lord, I am tired. I'm sitting up here. I can't sit down hardly. Why? You know, I'm just tired. I'm going to bed. I went to bed at 6:30 and got back up at 5. I'm going back to bed tonight, so don't call me. I want to be able to stay here to help God's people. You know, so you stand up, whether it's for good or bad, it can ruin your body. When Jesus said, come and part and rest, he meant just what he said. You got to rest. And y'all know y'all don't keep, y'all being, it's Sunday. Y'all need to keep Sunday. One day, shoot. You ain't keeping Saturday, you need to keep Sunday. Praise God. And get rest. He made it for you. He didn't say, I didn't make it for, Sabbath ain't made. But I made the Sabbath for you. And he made it for us to rest. Find a time to rest upon that day. It'll bless your body, bless you. You won't be crabby. You know, lack of rest will make you crabby. You can't get along, rest more. Honestly, you know that's the truth, Clay. You can be worn out so you can't even think. Can't think, you say, what's your name? You walk up to her, what's your name now? Come on. You think you got Alzheimer's or something. I love it. Let us rest. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord another clap one more time. I got another one next Sunday, so be back. I'm telling you, I got another one. I started, I know which the preacher got. God is good. God is good. God bless you and keep you is my prayer. You may be excused. I'm not going to say what I'm going to wait for the Lord. When she said, wait, I said, okay, Lord, it could be me. So let me calm down.